Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
you. Are you Lord? Father, we thank you. Your word is active. Your word is alive. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Take this word and cut off things in our lives that need to be cut off. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and uproot things that need to be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and revive us, O Lord. Sharpen us again, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Revive us again, O Lord. Quicken our mortal bodies, O Lord. Let us not remain the same. Let a new fire, a new zeal, a new passion for the Lord come into our hearts, O God. Lord, take away this lukewarmness in the name of Jesus. We uproot lukewarmness from our lives, O God. Every form of lukewarmness, every type of lukewarmness, everything that is lukewarm, we remove it from our lives. In the name of Jesus. 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 Anoint our eyes with eye salve so that we can see. Clothe us, Lord, with the garments of righteousness and holiness, so that we will be clothed, and give unto us fresh beginning, fresh strength, and fresh grace. In Jesus' mighty name.
This message is a continuation of what was preached yesterday.
Romans 3, 22 to 25.
Romans 4, quickly. Romans chapter 3, verse
22 to 25. NLT. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is the primary key about prayer. Listen, 22. We are made right with God. Oh, Jesus. We are made right with God. We are made right with God. How? By placing our faith in Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We are made right with God. By placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true. For everyone who believes, no matter who we are, no matter who you are, if you believe, you are made right in God's sight. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's continue. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are what? Did you watch James chapter 5? He said, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. And the Bible is telling us that God, with undeserved kindness, he has made us what? Righteous. How did he do this? He did this through Christ Jesus. When he did what? Freed us from the penalty of our sin. He has done it. Somebody should get up and give some praise to God. Hey! I know the devil doesn't like what I'm preaching. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Take me back to verse 22. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus. Somebody is saying, I thought we were talking about prayer. Yes, we are still talking about prayer. What I have said is about prayer. Everything I've said this morning is about prayer. If you don't understand this, you cannot pray. If you don't understand this one, anytime you come before God, before you even open your mouth, I don't know whether it has happened to you, but many years ago, I'll come before God. And while I'm about to pray,
the enemy
will remind me about something that happened. And immediately I lose confidence. I'm so sorry. You even forget about what you are coming to pray. And you start confessing. Oh Lord, I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't know. And then you start thinking, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, the time is passing. I shouldn't have done. You already defeated in prayer. But thank God for Jesus. I said, thank God for Jesus. Ever since I understood that I am made right in God's sight by the blood of Jesus, when I come before God, I say, Father, I come to you by the blood of the Lamb. I come to you with faith in Jesus Christ. My standing before you is by the blood. And I thank you that when I lift my voice, you hear me. Praise God. God does not hear me because I'm a pastor. God does not hear me because I'm a reverend minister. God hears you because you are made right in God's sight by the blood of Jesus. God hears you because you are made right in God's sight by the blood of Jesus. God hears you because you are made right in God's sight by the blood of Jesus. That is why what I can pray and get you to when you pray, you get it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Anything I can pray and believe God, you too, you can pray and believe God for it.
Hallelujah.
You know, we started praying for people for Holy Ghost baptism. We started praying for people to be healed before we even became pastors. Long time before we became pastors. You see, because when you understand these things, you become a live wire for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We have written a book. It will be launched very soon. In that book, one day we're in the house, in our home in Laura, when somebody knocked on the door. When we opened the door, we saw somebody we don't know. And he was standing there. And he said, is this the pharmacist's house? And I said, yes. And he said, I was directed to you. I said, by whom? He couldn't remember the person. I said, where are you coming from? I said, I'm coming from Hamili. Hamili is the border town. You see, when you look at Ghana, the border between Ghana and Burkina. The town is called Hamili. And then the border between Ghana and Burkina on the top left.
That border
is Laura. So this person was coming from the border town. He had a problem. His problem was so serious that the mother took him to witch doctors, witch doctor 2, witch doctor 3, and the problem was not going away. Actually, it was becoming worse. So he said that he met somebody in Hamili, and the person said, there is a pharmacist in Laura. Go, he will pray for you. When he prays for you, you will be healed. I am telling you this morning, very soon people will be directing people to you. Praise God. Yes. They'll be directing people to you, because the testimony will be that when you pray, God answers. Praise God. And so that's why the young man was at our door. It was around midday. I said, really? I said, who is that? Because we didn't know anybody in that town. Today, as I think about it, I think an angel was the one who spoke to him. So he came, shared his story. We took time. We listened. When he finished, we said, okay. will pray with you. Mommy and I, we lay hands on him and we prayed. Now, when we prayed with him, we didn't necessarily see anything. Please listen to what I'm saying. He didn't fall down. He didn't turn around. He didn't somersault. The way you were standing is the way you were standing. Before we prayed, when we finished praying, is the same way you were standing. There was nothing to show that anything. You see, many times when you pray, you may not see any physical thing. But it does not mean that your prayer has not been heard. Praise God. We prayed with him. When we finished praying, we realized that it was late. So we said, well, you can stay. Then tomorrow morning you will go. So he stayed. The next morning he left. We didn't see him again. Then after 3 years, or about 2 years, we got a letter. Those were days.
Letter.
You see, I'm talking about 1990s. Those were days. There was no mobile phone. When you want to call somebody, you walk to the post office, and you go a cell line, and you pray that the person you are calling should be by the phone. When you call, because if you call a person, it's not by the phone. You have to go back to the end of the line. So the mode of communication in those days was we received a letter from the post office.
Letter every post office.
And it was from this boy. And he said, from the day you prayed, from the day you prayed till now, that affliction has left my life. I am now free. I am now in the university. He said this in the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology.
N-U-S-T.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You see, the prayer I pray for God to answer. You too, when you pray, God will answer. Hallelujah.
Praise
That's what
Lord.
I came here to tell you this morning. That is why when they were sharing with us, James was writing in James chapter 5. He intentionally started by saying that Elijah was a human being like us. Do you see why they wrote like that? Yeah, he wanted us to know that it is possible for you also to receive 100% answered prayer. It is possible for power to be released when you too you pray. Praise God. He says Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly. There are three or four important things about Elijah. He was a righteous man. And this is what I've spent the first few minutes talking about. We are made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ. And verse 1 says we are made right in God's sight by faith in the Lord Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I said praise God.
Hallelujah.
And then we read Romans 3:22, 23, 24 from the NLT. Please take me back there. In the NLT, it said we are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. So who is a righteous man? Who is a righteous woman? Who is a righteous man? Is somebody who has placed his faith in Jesus Christ? Have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ? Then you are a righteous man. I think you can clap and thank God that you are a righteous woman. You are a righteous man. You are a righteous boy. Righteous girl. You have access to God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Since we have made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes. No matter who we are.
Stay tuned. The message continues after this break.
I believe in the power of prayer. Praise the Lord. The Ladies of Purpose Interdenominational Prayer Meeting for this month comes up this
Saturday, 9th August 2025, from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Theme, Where Are God's Mighty Women? Part 3, Genesis 3:15.
Ministering, Reverend Reginald Adanovo.
Venue, The Conference Hall of Nigeria's Angel Educational Center, Santas Yeninem.
Ladies, you can't afford to miss it. If you have never attended any of our meetings, this is your opportunity. Expect healing, deliverance, and intimacy with the Lord. Come with a prepared heart, and you definitely not need the same. Invite a friend or a sister and come along with them. God richly bless you.
Welcome back.
So the first thing about Elijah
is
that he was a righteous man.
Yes, now.
Praise God. Once we settle that one, the rest are easy. You see, there are four other things. There are three other things in that passage.
You see,
the effectual, fervent
prayer
of a righteous man. But the key is the righteous man. So once you have fulfilled the righteous man, the rest is you must pray effectually and fervently. That's all. It means that your prayer. Those days that we used to pray. Brethren, we are here to pray in the name of Jesus. Shall we pray? Hello. You are joking. I tell somebody, you if you pray like that, you are joking. You are not serious at all. In fact, if you come before me, I'm nobody. But if you come before me, you are coming to see me. You come and sit in my office. Daddy, I came to see you. Say, what is it? They say, hold on. Hello. Daddy, please. I came to see you because. Hello. I will sack you from my office. You are not serious. Get out. I'll sack you. I'll get somebody to come and sack you. How can you come and steal? Even me, who am no one. How can you come and sit in front of me and be misbehaving like that? We can't do that to God. Tell somebody you can't do that to God. You can't do that to God. And you be praying and saying hello and waving and talking and chatting. Oh no. That's not how Elijah prayed. The Bible tells us how Elijah prayed. He said he went on his knees. Then he put his head in between his knees on the floor. Maximum concentration. Maximum focus. He forgot about every other thing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The effectual. Fervent of a righteous man. A man who has been made right in God's sight. When you lift up prayer, look, there is no doubt. There is no doubt that God will answer your prayer. Praise God. When I pray, I don't have any doubt that God will answer my prayer. I don't know why you should have a doubt. Because he has given us promises. Let me read this last verse and then we'll go into prayer. This last verse, John 16 and verse 23. And 24. You see, the primary key is understanding our right standing with God. Primary key to prayer, successful prayer life, is to understand our right standing with God. But the second key is the promises that Jesus himself gave us. John 16:23. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Are you here? Can you read? Let's go. Whatsoever you, the Father, in my, he will do what? He will give it to you. Whatsoever. Including your healing. Including your breakthrough. Including finances. Whatsoever. You shall ask the Father. Including your marriage. Including your husband. Including your children. Whatsoever. You shall ask the Father. In my name, he will give it to you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I said, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Last scripture, Mark 11:24. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you, because you are a righteous man, you are a righteous woman, you have a right standing with God.
By faith
in Christ Jesus, anything you ask, he will give it to you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Look at what Jesus said in Mark 11. These are the words of Jesus himself. If you have the normal Bible, this word should be in red. It says, therefore I say unto you. Are you here? Therefore I say unto you. As I was praying the night last night, I was trying to remember. Every serious thing we have prayed about, we have received answer. Sometimes it's not immediately. Sometimes it takes some time. But the answer always comes. It always comes. I remember we're praying for our son. You have finished taking your son through school. He's not a medical doctor. Now job cry is a problem.
Hey.
And we are the ones in Ghana saying we need medical doctors because we don't have enough.
Ghana, yes, he a doctor.
Hey, your son is a medical doctor. He can't get anywhere to work. Hey, what is that? We started praying. In fact, we made it a daily prayer. We continue. Listen, I believe in praying and praying again. Amen.
Amen.
Elijah prayed. And then he prayed again. I believe in praying and praying again. It is not a lack of faith. It is, you see, the Bible says heartfelt, continued prayer. Listen to the words of Jesus. What things soever you desire, anything you desire. This morning as we enter into prayer, I don't know what you desire. Maybe you desire to be healed. Maybe you desire to have children. Maybe you desire to excel in your exams. Maybe you desire to break through in some particular area, your finances, your businesses. It says, whatsoever you desire. When you pray, believe. When are you supposed to believe? When you pray, you believe when you pray. Not after the answer has come. You believe when you pray. When you pray, believe that you receive them. And then you shall. Someone say, believe. When you pray, believe that you receive them. And then you shall have them. Can you please rise to your feet this morning? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Remember, you are a righteous woman. Remember, you are a righteous woman. You have been made right in God's sight by faith in Jesus. You have been made right in God's sight by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. I want you to begin to tell God.
Yes,
I want you to begin to come before God. say, Father, I come to you by the blood of the Lamb. I'm not coming based on what I have done. I'm coming based on what Jesus did for me. And so, Lord, thank you that I have peace with you. And because I have peace with you, I'm bringing my desires and my requests before you. And then I want you to lift up a specific request. A specific request. I want you to note it down what you are lifting before the Lord this morning. A specific request. Because we are acting on the word of God. Lift up that request before the Lord. Somebody lift up your voice and begin to pray. Yes. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Begin to pray right now. Right now. Wherever you are, lift up your voice in prayer.
To the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
I believe in the power of prayer.
Praise the Lord. The Ladies of Purpose Interdenominational Prayer Meeting for this month comes up this
Saturday, 9th August 2025, from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Theme, Where Are God's Mighty Women? Part 3, Genesis 3:15.
Ministering, Reverend Reginald Adanovo.
Venue, The Conference Hall of Nigeria's Angels Educational Center, Santas Yeninim.
Ladies, you can't afford to miss it. If you have never attended any of our meetings, this is your opportunity. Expect healing, deliverance and intimacy with the Lord. Come with a prepared heart and you definitely not leave the same. Invite a friend or a sister and come along with them. God richly bless you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures
and Tiger's Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kensington and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. AC Boche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmomanometers, manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers and so much more. Call or WhatsApp AC Boche Ventures on 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. AC Poetry Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
Lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory.
Nobody greater.
We
trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adonivo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms: Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana; YouTube, GPM Ghana TV; Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries; Twitter, at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.